Today was so wonderful, Vaggy. Thank you for taking me out to the Lust Ring for dinner.
Of course, Charlie. I wanted to treat you since you've been working your ass off for the hotel lately. I thought you deserved a break, hun.
Oh, sweetheart. You were too nice to me.
Come on. Stop that, Charlie. We're in public.
Don't care. I want to shower you with my love!
You are too cute, you know that?
Well, I do try.
Well, maybe I oughta. The hell was that?
I'm not sure. Should we check it out?
I don't think so, Charlie. It could be some fucker trying to mug us or something by luring us in.
Have some faith in your fellow sinners, Vaggy. Not all of them are bad, you know.
You're way too nice for your own good, babe.
And that's why I'm the boss at the hotel and not you. No offense, sweetie. You can just be too judgy.
Well, pardon me for being cautious of the freaks down here, for being too bad compared to you and your... well, goodness.
Oh my word!
What? What's over there? Charlie?
It's a guy.
A guy?
Yes. He looks really badly injured, Vaggy. We need to help him.
Whoa, there, Charlie. You can't just go and help this guy. What if he's just pretending to be hurt so he can jump you?
Vaggy, sweetie, look at him. He's obviously too hurt to do anything to us. And it's my job as the owner of the Happy Hotel to help anyone in need. Hey, look! I think he's trying to speak. Oh no! He fainted! What should we do, Vaggy?
Calm down, hun. If you really want to help him, why don't we take him back to the hotel? We can treat his wounds there. But once he wakes up, I'm questioning the hell out of him and what his intentions are.
Vaggy, please be nice to him. Poor thing probably was beat within an inch of his life. I doubt he means us any harm.
All right. I'll go easy on him. Just for you, Charlie.
Oh, it's been over 3 hours now. When is he going to wake up? What if he doesn't wake up? What if he's actually dead or comatose? Oh god, what if... Oh my gosh! You're awake! Oh, finally! I was so worried that you weren't ever going to wake up! Vaggy! Vaggy! He's up! He's up!
So, he's finally up, huh?
Yep! So...
What were you doing out there looking like shit?
Vaggy!
What? Don't tell me you aren't curious about that either!
Well, yeah... But that is not how you start a conversation with a guest, hun.
Fine. You ask the questions then, babe.
Thank you very much, Vaggy, my dear. Hello there. My name is Charlie, and this is my girlfriend, Vaggy. Can you tell me your name? Jack Wayne? That's a very nice name. Well, it's very nice to meet you, Jack. Now, can you tell me what happened to you? Did someone do this to you? I'm sorry if I'm jumping the gun asking that already, but I just want to know what happened to you. I was really worried you weren't going to wake up. You were attacked in mud? Oh, that's awful!
Yeah, that sucks a lot, actually. But then again, that's hell for you.
Well, not for long, Vaggy. Soon everyone will be so much better! Oh, well, you see, I run a hotel called the Happy Hotel. It's a magical place where sinners can come to repent for their sins and finally get into heaven. Hence undoing the need for the annual purge.
It's actually where you are right now. We brought you here so you could get better and tell us what happened to you. But now that we know that, I'd like to know which douchebags mugged you so I can beat their asses.
But I thought you didn't care for our new friend here.
I never said that. I just didn't trust him at first. But now I can see how he was just another innocent victim of mugging and not some jerk trying to scam us. Right?
Anyway, you said you were attacked. Do you happen to remember what caused it, or who your assailants were? You don't. I see. That makes sense. After all, your head was bleeding, so you must have been hit in the head so hard you forgot. Do you remember anything else, though? Anything at all? All you remember is who you are, that you're a sinner, and that you got jumped. Oh no! Please don't cry! Vacky, what should I do?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting him to start crying.
Why are you crying, Jack? If I may ask, that is. Uh-huh. Oh! You have nowhere to go? Well, I know! One moment, please! Vaggy!
What are you... Oh, no. No! We are not...
Please! He has nowhere else to go! And it's our job to help those in need, Vaggy. He's someone in need. Who would we be if we turned him away just like that?
But...
Please?
All right. But only because I love you and that big heart of yours. And he doesn't seem too bad. But he isn't going to stay here for free.
Way ahead of you, hon. Oh, Jack! I have great news! Vaggy and I talked it over, and we decided to let you live here at the Happy Hotel. Really. We decided that we could not only let you live here, but we could also hire you. We've been needing more helping hands around here, specifically a maintenance guy to help when the place needs some fixing.
Of course, the pay will be your room and food, so don't expect anything else.
So, what do you say? Will you come and live here at the Happy Hotel with us? That is wonderful! Welcome to the team, Jack! Oh, you must be exhausted. Here, you get some rest. We'll keep an eye on you until you wake up. Then we can show you around.
We're gonna what?
On, please...
Oh, all right. Scoot over. I'm lying down and taking a nap if we're doing this.
It'll be like a big sleepover. I promise, Jack. You're gonna love it here. Oh, don't cry, Jack. You're okay now, so you don't have to cry.
Yeah, it's gonna be okay. This place isn't so bad once you get used to it.
Right! And you're gonna have so much fun here! This place may seem really big and scary at first, but trust me, it's amazing! So, there's no need to cry anymore. You're safe and sound here, Jack. I promise.
Yeah. Charlie poured her heart and soul into this place. It's like the hopeful beacon of hell. If you want to feel safe and secure anywhere down here, here's the place to be.
Aw, Vaggy! She is a sweetheart, isn't she?
Shush up, guys. You're embarrassing me.
You love it, though, hon.
Just get some rest, you guys. Once Jack here wakes up, it's off to train him in working here.
All right. You sleep well, Jack. See you when you wake up.